Maverick Schwabe of the Kemper Knights is headed to the State Boys Golf Tournament after shooting a 73 and earning medalist honors at the district meet held at the Carroll Country Club on Monday. The Knights as a team, though, would fall as they would finish up in third place, missing the state tournament as a team by one place. Grundy Center won the district with a 303. Osage took second with a 322, and Kemper was third with a 326. Now, again, Maverick Schwabe is the overall medalist. He shot a 73 on the day. It was Carter Putney finishing up with an 86 for the Kemper Knights. Now, South Central Calhoun had a pair of golfers there. They were there as individuals yesterday. It was Justin Hanks. He shot an 87. Brian Steig finished up with a 91. Now, the Carroll Tigers headed up to Spencer Golf and Country Club in Class 3A. Tigers would finish in fifth with a 341. Bryce Burlaw led them with a 79. Miles Bogue finished up with a 92. And in Class 1A, Audubon and Coon Rapids Baird, along with Max Nielsen of Ike Manning, were up by Algona at Spring Valley. Lake Mills won that district with a 331. North Butler also qualified with a 340. Audubon took third with a 354, and Coon Rapids Baird was fifth with a 350. For Coon Rapids Baird, Preston McAllister shot an 86. It was Trey Rosenbach with a 93. For Audubon, Jay Remsburg had an 85. Oliver Dice finished up with a 92. And Max Nielsen shot a 94 for IKM Manning. Kemper baseball team scored four times last night, the bottom of the first inning. Held a 7-5 lead going into the fifth. But Des Moines Christian scored seven times in the fifth inning. They would go on to a 15-7 victory against the Knights. For Kemper last night, Cal Waniger went four innings, giving up two hits. He allowed five runs. All five were earned. He struck out six, but also walked six last night. Trevor Ryle pitched well late in the game, went 2 1/3 innings, giving up five hits and three runs. All three were earned. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Audubon knocked off Glidden Ralston over at Glidden. The final there was a 10-4 for the Wheelers last night. Gavin Larson went three innings, giving up just two hits and a one run. He struck out eight while walking two. Braden Wessel also went 1-for-5 with a run scored. For Glidden Ralston last night, Caden Wink threw an inning, giving up two hits and one earned run last night. John Whitver went three innings, giving up eight hits and five earned runs. He struck out five and walked four. Kemper boys soccer team knocked off Atlantic by a final of 4-3. That game kind of seesawed back and forth last night. It was Nate Overmull with two goals and an assist. Jace Pruitt had four saves. Carroll boys soccer team falls to Underwood. The final there 4-1. Clayton Weidel had a goal on four shots on goal. Trey Hunter added two shots on goal in the loss. And the Carroll girls soccer team falling to Atlantic last night by a final of 1-0. Tigers will take on Atlantic now Friday night in the opening round of the playoffs down at Atlantic. Jaden Kirsch had 26 saves on the night. Emerson Walsh finished up with four shots on goal. Wilson Contreras led off with a double and then became a rare leadoff hitter with a grand slam home run in the first inning as the Cubs jumped up 8-0 and won 9-0 over Pittsburgh. Contreras became the 10th leadoff hitter since 1901 with the first inning at grand slam. That's the first since 2016. Freddie Peralta dominated over seven innings. Hunter Renfroe scored on a wild pitch, and the Milwaukee Brewers two hit the Atlanta Braves 1-0. Peralta gave up two hits and a walk while striking out 10 and retiring the first 11 batters. Rest of that American League scoreboard, it was Detroit edging Tampa Bay 3-2. Yankees knocked out Baltimore 6-2. Boston down to Houston 6-3. Toronto got by Seattle 6-2. Texas rolled by the Angels 7-4. White Sox knocked off Kansas City 5-3. And Minnesota downed Oakland 3-1. In the National League, Miami routes Washington 8-2. Cubs again roll over Pittsburgh 9-0. Milwaukee slides by Atlanta 1-0. It was San Francisco outscoring Colorado 7-6. And the Dodgers win again, beating Arizona by a final of 5-4. Southern Hills proudly displays the slogan for this PGA Championship as first to five. No course has hosted the PGA as many times, and it's surely going to be a different from the other four. Tiger Woods is playing. Defending champion Phil Mickelson is not. Woods played the back nine on Monday during the first official day of the practice. Even for some of the Oklahoma players, Southern Hill might seem new. The course has gone through a restoration that makes it play differently from the last PGA in 2007. Kemper girls tennis team, they're headed to the regional finals today in Class 1A, looking to punch their ticket to the state tennis tournament as a team. They're playing Clark today in Saydell. That gets underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Two more high school baseball games tonight. IK Mannings at Coon Rapids Baird. I'll have that broadcast for everybody on 93.7 at KKRL. Pre-game coverage around 7 o'clock tonight as the varsity game will get underway between 7 o'clock and 7:30. JV's at 5:30. Audubon also going to Griswold tonight. That varsity game as well should be between 7 o'clock and 7:30. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.